The UN Children's Fund reports 2 million people, or one quarter of Somalia's population, are totally dependent upon emergency assistance for their survival. The UNICEF representative for Somalia, Christian Balslev Olesen, says children are the most vulnerable of all, and many will die unless UNICEF receives $10 million within the next 2 weeks to maintain life-saving programs.
For the time being, we have 90,000 children who need immediate nutritional, supplementary and therapeutic feeding. If we are not able to do so, these kids will die.
Balslev Olesen says malnutrition levels among Somali children are between 23% and 27%. He says UNICEF and his partners run 130 nutritional programs, and many of these centers will be forced to close unless the funding needed to keep them open is forthcoming. He says children who do not get enough to eat are extremely vulnerable to the smallest infection. Even a common cold, he says, could be deadly for a severely malnourished child.
Unless we act quickly, immediately, you will see a high number of children especially, but people dying because of the insecurity, the number of incidents of cholera, diarrhea that we do see in this area where you have a high concentration on IDPs. And unless we are able to address the very basic needs on water and food, you will see a time bomb soon exploding in Somalia.
UNICEF calls Somalia a forgotten country, which probably explains why it so far has received nothing from its $47 million appeal for this year. The statistics paint a dismal picture of life. Somalia has one of the highest maternal and infant mortality rates in the world. Only 22% of the children are enrolled in primary school, the lowest number in the world. The country has not had a functioning government for 16 years, and hyperinflation is such that even people with a bit of money cannot afford to buy anything in the market. Hundreds of thousands of people are displaced because of the ongoing conflict. And Balslev Olesen says there has been a dramatic increase in sexual violence, rape, and harassment by all parties, militia, Ethiopian soldiers, and insurgents. He says Somalia is the country where children face the most difficult life conditions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.